This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A response from both Iran and Canada after Iran's Revolutionary Guard acknowledges it downed a Ukrainian passenger jet last Wednesday, killing all 176 on board. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In a presentation broadcast on Iranian state television, the head of the Revolutionary Guard's aerospace division said his unit had been prepared for an all-out conflict that night. General Amir Ali Hajizadeh took full responsibility, saying a member of his team had mistaken the Ukrainian jet for an incoming cruise missile. However, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani also blamed the incident on threats and bullying by the United States.
The reality is there have been significant tensions in that region.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's spoken to both Rouhani and President Trump.
What we are calling for now is a de-escalation.
I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. President Trump Saturday tweeted support for the Iranian people in Farsi and in English as they took to the streets after their government admitted unintentionally shooting down the Ukrainian jetliner. On Saturday evening, police dispersed students who had converged on an area in a school in Tehran to pay tribute to the victims after some among the hundreds gathered and shouted destructive slogans, Fars News Agency said. Earlier, in the first official U.S. statement after Iran's admission, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo posted on Twitter a video of the protest in Tehran. And Iran again saying that it deeply regretted the accidental shooting of the Ukrainian airliner this week. Also, the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani saying that the Islamic Republic of Iran deeply regrets the disastrous mistake. The investigation does continue, according to Rouhani. All 176 people again on the airliner were killed in the crash shortly after takeoff. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.